Hey, good day, or should I say good night on this Monday evening, everyone. I am Dale Coolis of Grand Forks Best Source, and thank you for joining us at the GFBS Studios for episode 4 of the Arts for Vets North Dakota Local Artist Spotlight. I am soon to be joined by Arts for Vets Executive Director Kimberly Fornes-Wilson, along with Heather Krause of Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue, and this month's featured artist, Mandy Smested, of the Arts for Vets Gallery. And they will be talking about this Thursday's Paint and Sip event at the Arts for Vets Gallery from 4 to 8 p.m. If you have questions for Kimberly, Heather, or Mandy, make sure to leave them in the chat, or just feel free just to comment or email us to our email local at gfbestsource.com. For more information about Arts for Vets North Dakota, their phone number is 701-330-3072, and their gallery is located at 215 North 3rd Street, downtown Grand Forks. And you can find this info along with all so much more contact info in the description for this episode. With that, please welcome, I'm going to throw it first to Kimberly Fornes-Wilson, the Executive Director. How are you?
Great.
Give the crowd applause.
We're perfect.
That's right.
And we have our perfect little pet here, Iggy Moo.
Yes, yes.
He's representing all adoptees out there.
So. A little bit off camera, but I know you got some photos of Iggy Moo here later.
We'll show you later. Yeah.
Iggy is just all sprawled out along the...
He's our most chill groovy guy.
Is Iggy like pretty much? No, Iggy's not passed out. It's just chilling.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Whoops.
He's a whole
action shot.
At an open door,
there
though.
We go.
He loves to run outside.
I wish I had a snore sound effect on my soundboard, but maybe post production. Yep. Oh, I love it. Yes. Oh man. All right.
Yeah. So we're super excited because we have so many animal lovers at the gallery.
Yeah.
And this week we have an event with Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue, and Heather's here to tell us all about it. It's going to be really awesome. And we also have Mandy Smested here with us, and she's going to do a one-woman show at the gallery in June. So she's a local artist and recent winner of the fan favorite at the International Women's Exhibit, which was called Inspire Inclusion at the Gallery, done by ERA, the Women's Fund, and ourselves. So we got an awesome crew here today.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And I think our last show, that was a big anticipation preview for the inclusion show, for the Inspire Inclusion show. So was that a pretty big turnout, big reception there?
We had an awesome turnout. We sold art from people all over. We're doing it again because it was so well received. We'll be doing it again next year. And Mandy got the fan favorite because we had a little exercise where people could put stuff a box with their favorite work of art. And so we'll show you later when we're talking to her, but her painting Rainbow Woman was the fan favorite of
Hey, well, there crowd claps all around. I don't know if Kimberly told you I like to abuse this crowd clap button, so you'll be hearing it a lot. Not that much, but just a fair amount. But so, Kimberly, thank you so much for the introductions. We'll be talking with Heather here first to learn all about Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue and the big event here this coming Thursday. Then we'll be focusing with Mandy for this month's featured artist. But Mandy, Kimberly, feel free to jump in anytime as we talk about for the Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue. But Heather, how are you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Oh, and actually, I forgot. I jumped it a little bit. I always like to kick things off with a nice little opening joke, the corny, dumb joke. And I kept it pet related for this episode.
Cool.
So I got a cat one and a dog one. So we'll see how awful these are for you guys. So what does my dog and my phone have in common? Any guesses?
Dog and phone.
Yeah.
They can get lost?
Almost. No. They both have caller ID.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
But you got us laughing, you see?
There we go. And then here's the cat joke. Yeah. All right, Iggy, you have to judge me on this one. What is it called when a cat wins a dog show? A catastrophe.
A catastrophe. Oh,
yes.
Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah. Oh, gosh.
That was a dad joke.
Yeah.
Full on dad joke.
Yeah. Well,
Iggy's just no-selling this for me. Iggy's just passed out.
I love it. Contentment. It's the way you want your cat.
Oh, gosh. So, so Heather, let's get to know you a little bit before we find out all about Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue. Now, Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue, I know they're kind of situated a little bit away from here. Are you from that area or from Grand Forks here or out of state?
Nope. Moved here about 3 years ago and came across them. Last year, I nominated the Red Hydrant with another organization for an award, and then because Red Hydrant partners with Turtle Mountain, and so I nominated them, and that's how I found out about Turtle Mountain. And then my mother and I started volunteering to be fosters at Turtle Mountain, and then I got my husband rolled into it, and then I was asked to help on the events team. And my mother does the merchandise, and so that's where we are today.
That's right. Was it your title is event director, or am I off a little bit there?
Grand Forks event coordinator.
Event coordinator. That's right. Yeah, I was looking up your details the other day and catching up on your Facebook, and I know Kimberly, you sent me some information too. So I very much appreciate that. So Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue Shelter. That is so cool. At Grand Forks Best Source, we love animal rescue shelters. I know John, the main morning host here at Grand Forks Best Source, he has rescued many, many pets over the years. I know one of our other producers, Katie, she's rescued a pet too. So she, yeah, big, big pet lovers here at the studio. Located in Rolla, North Dakota, correct?
Yes, that's where our director, Keith, he moved out there and... started rescuing animals out there and realized that there's a huge desert of no facilities, veterinary or humane societies. So he became known as, you know, kind of like the rescue guy and started rescuing them out of his home. And then we're currently in a fundraising campaign for a building. Our walls are up. But we're still fundraising for the inside of the structure, and it's going to be, it's a huge facility. It's going to have, intake rooms, a maternity ward, cat rooms,
all dogs, kinds of huge,
yeah, garden. You know, we're trying to be eco-friendly and withstand the elements out there. Cause it's kind of, there's not a lot of trees out there.
Yes, you're exposed to the elements. I saw right now you're currently have a placeholder building and a rented building right now. I think I was looking up some on your social media, some footage of you guys taking care and rehabbing pets, and I want to touch on that in a bit there. Sure. But like events like this upcoming Paint and Sip, we'll be talking about a little later. That's be and other fundraising efforts and donations. That's all going to be going to help get this new unit up and running.
Yes, that, and then also, since we are headquartered out in Rolla, a lot of our fosters are in the more populated parts of North Dakota, so Grand Forks and Fargo, and then we have some in between. And so, you know, it's a cost of transporting the animals to their fosters, and then they get adopted out from there. So, yeah, it's a lot of fundraising that we do to help with the background costs, and then also helping our fosters, which we're always in need of. So
now, if people are watching or listening to this and they can't make it to the Paint and Sip at the Arts for Vets Gallery in Grand Forks here this coming Thursday, what's the best way if people are wondering how to donate? Best way to possible to like a website or best way to reach out and get a hold of you?
So we're on Facebook. We have a YouTube. We're on Instagram. So it's just Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue.org. They do, for example, I signed up for the $5 every month to build it. Or you can do a one-time donation. You know, we have a lot of animals. You know, Keith is our director, he's our founder, and he does lives almost every night, as well as some of our other,
like a little live stream kind of thing.
I think he's like
a rock star with the animals. Yeah.
No, I think I was looking on your on the Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue Shelter's Facebook page the last few days just to kind of get a little refresh. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of footage in just like taking care of the pets. Yes. And the one that caught my eye was Gunther.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Just, I mean, it was the most recent one, but just from a few days ago, they kind of showed him, I believe it was like day one, right? Yep. When he got in, and yep. just, you know, looked in real rough shape. Yes. And then I don't know if you would like to just take it from there and just on how he is doing now.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I just heard from our director this morning, and he's doing really well. He, so he came in as a quill dog. So porcupine, they, you know, porcupines are not very good animals to come across with. Mm-mm. And so, he had a lot of quills him. Keith was notified that, you know, there was a dog roaming around and needed help. So he went out and got him and has been nursing him back. The last quill was in his, throat area. And so they were able to remove that and just night and day, he's been able to eat and he's standing and he's learning to become a dog again, and he's getting lots of love and attention, and I don't think he is up for, or I mean, I don't think he has an adopter yet, but he's getting there. Our other dog is Miracle. I don't know if anybody saw his story. Our little puppy, he again, our director was notified of this dog that needed some help. He can't move his back legs. And so we transported him to University of Minnesota, and they did some testing on him and found some lesions on his spine. And so our director has been doing laser therapy, which helps with it. And he's able to move one of his back legs, and he has a foster. So he's going to be getting that one-on-one extra love. And that's what has really brought me, that warms my heart so much to be part of this organization, because we bring in those hardship cases, and our director really, he shows step by step of what it takes to bring these dogs or cats back to a healthy state.
And I see on your social media, Your posts with those updates, they get a lot of traction, yeah. a lot of views, a lot of social media interaction with your user base, like
a lot across the country,
yeah. worldwide,
yeah,
worldwide.
Yeah, that's got to be heartwarming to see that support, that much viewership, and just a good heartwarming story all around. Just yes. to see, just seeing Gunther's story alone, I was like, oh wow, day one to like day three or four,
yeah.
and mm-hmm. and the turnaround. And I forgot to mention too, I was looking up information too for you guys are a full 501c3 nonprofit, correct?
Yes, we are.
So if people are wondering too, I know a great way to help donate too. That means. It's tax deductible,
yes.
So that is even great, even more reason to go and donate.
Yes.
So yes,
and we're part of Giving Tuesday, the Giving Hearts Day, so we're part of all of that as well. So, yeah, we've been around since 2015. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing. I have so many thoughts. I was telling Kim, I have so many thoughts running through my head for some great opportunities mm-hmm. to have here in Grand Forks and to, you know, adopt our animals out and then also get the community involved. So,
and it sounds like you guys have all kinds of great events. I was looking over some of the information that Kimberly passed along to me yesterday, like monthly meet and greets at PetSmart.
Yep. We just became a PetSmart Charities member. So we're having our first one on May 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. Hoping to have it the same week, the same day of every month. So just keep, you know, posted on Facebook. We're going to keep up on that. We also have a newsletter if you want to sign up for it as well. And that encompasses any events that we have, not just in Grand Forks, but also Fargo. So the team lead, the person down there that does what I do up here, her name is Wendy. And so she does a bunch of different opportunities that they have down there. For fundraising and then getting the animals adopted.
All great ways to stay up to date. That is so cool. Paul, I don't know if you got a sec. We got a few photos that Heather supplied us with. Some of the pets that are available. Are they all for adoption, the ones we're about to see here?
Yes. Yep. I checked this morning and none of them have been adopted because we have some that go fast.
So I think it's like three photos we got here, and Paul's about to put them on screen. Yep. So I don't know if you want to give a little introduction here.
So King is one of our puppies. He's up here in Grand Forks, one of our longtime fosters. He's a super cutie. He was at Mayville University with us last Monday, and just a huge cuddler and has a little sass from what the foster said. And so, yeah, he's looking for his forevers.
He's not a pushover.
No.
Do you know his breed?
We call him a TMR mix breed. Okay. So he has some terrier. Mix. Yeah, he has a little bit of terrier in him. And Lainey, so Lainey is, she's one of our Pets for Patriots dogs, so that's another partnership that we have. She's currently being fostered at the Red Hydrant. We have the Red Hydrant Lounge and Suites here in Grand Forks have been so kind to give us two kennel spaces, and then we have a group of volunteers that take care of the dogs almost every 3 hours. And so Lainey's over there. Her foster brother, who was at the facility, has been adopted, but she's still available.
And I think we have one more.
And so little brother, again, you'll see he's part of the Pets for Patriots partnership that we just became part of. And so he is available, and he is, I believe, at... I think he's still at our Rollo location, but that should not hurt anybody because we can get him transported. We have volunteers that are angels, and they transport these guys, you know, dogs, cats, wherever they need to go.
Well, Pets for Patriots, that is, I was looking into that. That's a great way. It sounds like a huge great program for vets. You guys have to help out vets.
Yep. So we just became a member of that. So what it is if you're active duty, retired, guard or reserve, you can go on their website. So you go on Pets for Patriots, and then you look under, I believe it's locations, look under North Dakota, and then you'll find us. We're the only animal rescue in North Dakota that is on their list. And so you go in and you look under adoptables, and you'll see all of the pets under our care that are qualified for this program. They help out monetarily if you need any support. Their primary goal is they don't want the animals to be returned. And, you know, we know any military members, you know, times can get rough. You can PCS, permanent change of station. And, you know, they just don't want the animals to be returned. And so I'm trying to get some animals on Thursday to come, but I have a flyer here. Ooh, yeah. And they'll have any of the animals that qualify. I'll put up a special sign that says Pets for Patriots on their cage. If it's a cat, we have them in cages. And then we have like a little outdoor play area for the puppies. And they'll have a sign on that that says that they qualify. And then I'll walk the adopter through the steps on how to get qualified through them first. Because they need what they call a DD-214 form to verify that they're military. And then our adoption staff, or volunteers, I should say, will help them finish the process out. And then before you know it, you'll have a new dog or cat.
Proud clap for that.
Yeah,
great cause.
Awesome.
Great
that's
cause.
Awesome.
Now, let's talk about the big event happening this Thursday here, the Paint and Sip at the Arts for Vets Gallery. Paul, I think I do have a flyer for that on cue there on that flyer button. I'll throw that on screen so viewers can see the details here. So this Thursday, 4 to 8 p.m. at Arts for Vets Gallery in Grand Forks. I see you got a meet and greet from 4 to 6 and the main Paint and Sip attraction going on from 6 to 8 p.m. So, yeah, there's the details, and I got those in the description for this episode, too, in case people are just listening to the audio version of this episode. So, how did this partnership come to fruition here?
So, when I've done paint and sips. So, my husband is retired Air Force. So, wherever we've gone, I've done many paint and sips, and they've always been so much fun. And I came across Arts for Vets through another organization that I'm a member of. We actually gave Kim an award.
Hey. There you go. Sorry.
That's okay. And so when I was thinking about where to do the paint and sip, I knew she had a great space downtown. And so I reached out to her, and she said, "You betcha." And so we just started the planning and picked a date that would work for everybody where she didn't have a show going on. And yeah, it's going to be very exciting. We're going to do the adoption event outside in like their little brick patio area. And we'll have some merchandise. And then we will then move everybody inside. And then we're going to have canvases set up. We're going to have heavy hors d'oeuvres and some fun mocktails. And then we'll have some wine. And we'll have other drinks as well. And then everybody will trace an image of a cat or a dog. And then Kim said she'll have some fun paint or paper products or buttons or ribbon or whatever to decorate their dog or cat with. So it's not going to be like the traditional paint sip. It's going to be, you know, whatever creativity flows out of you that evening.
Okay, so yeah.
And it's super fun, yeah.
Kind of like a remix.
Yes.
Yeah.
So some people can just use paint if they want to, and some people can just go wild and do like a collage. So we'll show folks how to do both of those and just have super fun.
Yeah, and the pets will be wondering what the heck is.
Mom and dad will come home having had a little wine, and they'll show their pet.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I got.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of you.
Oh, wow. Kimberly, is this the first one of these you're going to be hosting a pet, or have you done some of these before?
With animals?
Yep.
Well, we did the perfect show last year.
Oh, I mean, as far as like the pet and sip.
Well, not a pet and sip, but I've done lots of paint and sips.
Or paint and sips.
Yeah.
Whoops, I'm getting all my
did
words are mixed
get
up.
Into the wine already? No.
Only the mocktails.
No. No, paint sips are a great way for people to experiment with being creative and stuff. And it's relaxed and it's an enjoyable atmosphere and stuff. So we do that fairly often. Businesses will hire us. We've done stuff out at the U. I've done stuff for large organizations like the Unforgettables over at Calvary, which was like 40 people. And I've done small groups that will just come in the gallery that might be just like somebody, they have a small family group. I've done it for that. But, you know, doing these kind of things is kind of one of the offerings we do out of the gallery.
Now, I do got a link. I put a link in the description for this episode where people can go buy tickets. I did see that it's like 30 seats available. Did I see that number correct?
30 seats, just to make sure that everybody has enough space and we're not overcrowding. And
it's $40 a ticket, but it all goes to help support the Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue Shelter. So cause to help support. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so, bring your own.
You get a lot for $40.
Oh, my gosh.
That's for sure. And it is for a good cause, yeah.
And it's the watercolors, acrylics, just to go to town and just new experience for the pet we'll never forget.
And for anybody feeling anxious, some will have both instruction and some can pick a canvas or a watercolor page that's already got a start. So if you feel anxious about looking at a blank page, we've got some you can select that are already got a start, so.
Awesome. So, Heather, thank you so much. That is so cool. Again, this Thursday, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Arts for Vets Gallery, paint and sip. So go to town, treat your pet like they have never been before and enjoy some fine beverages and hors d'oeuvres. So.
Yes, and I say adopt because that's why Iggy's here today. He's promoting adoption because he was a rescue. And as you can see, he's a constant pet therapist.
Yes. Five stars.
Five-star pet therapist right here.
All around. All right. Well, Mandy Smestad, you have been super patient. Thank you. This month's featured artist for Arts for Vets.
It'll be June.
So, June. Yeah, early jumpstart. Or we could say it could be like maybe a combo. I know we've kind of had a few, we've been rescheduling a few times. Our schedules have been crazy these last few weeks.
Oh, they have, but yeah. So we want to let people know about Mandy because she's kind of in between. We just did the March thing where she got the award with the Inspire Inclusion Women show. And then from that, ERA has decided they're going to do posters of her beautiful painting that
limited
was
limited edition, by the
way. Yes, limited edition. And so people will be able to get those at her show. And so she's on a rock and a roll here. She's
But I'm also doing Artsy, which is done by the Greater Grand Forks Youth Professionals, and that's going to be at the North Dakota Museum of Art this month. On the 17th, 5:30 to 8:00. And so I'm also going to be selling those posters there along with other paintings and prints, too. So.
You got a busy month ahead of you.
She's, I know. I'm like going to be rich and famous.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Oh, that is so awesome. Well, let's get to know you a little bit here before we jump right into it. Are you from the Grand Forks area or out of state?
Born and raised Grand Forks, North Dakota.
All right. Yeah. Central, Red River?
Central.
All right. Hey, Xavier, you get the biased crowd applause there. No, awesome, awesome. How did the art bug bite you?
Well, my whole family is into art, and my mom always told me that all I needed was a pencil and a piece of paper. I grew up doing self-portraits. I'd always look at myself in the mirror. I like drawing women more than men just because they're softer and prettier, no offense, but...
None taken.
And so I always did that. My first canvases were pieces of cardboard. My mom was cool enough to let me do life-size portraits of my favorite famous rock stars in my bedroom. Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain, you know.
Oh, a bunch of the 90s hits there.
Yeah.
Kurt Cobain, anyways, I'm just thinking, yeah.
Yeah, Janis wasn't 90s, obviously, but.
Yeah, you just said Kurt Cobain, all of a sudden I was like, okay, yep, there we go. And I was just watching a thing on him off YouTube there not too long ago. But, oh my goodness. So how did you find out about Arts for Vets?
Well, I have a couple friends that were kind of trying to steer me in the right direction because I've always done the art thing on my own. I've always had commissions for portraits. And, like, very realistic ones, more realistic than the ones that I brought here today. But, and they said, well, you should get into a show, you know, try to get your name out there. And it's like, well, yeah, but I never knew how to do it, you know. So, and then they told me about Kim, and then, yeah. So.
Wow.
She just dove right in, fit right in.
And then
the show was perfect timing for
Kim just opened her arms, and she's like my little security blanket. I'm like, show me your base.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Gosh. So do you take advantage of I know, Kimberly, you've talked about before, like, the benefits of Arts for Vets membership and all that. Do you take advantage of, like, the studio space, or just kind of go in whenever you want there kind of deal, or, like, during open studio time?
I haven't done any of that, actually.
Yeah, so I would say that Mandy, you know, since she just come into it and she's kind of on a roll with all the things that ERA and we are supporting her with, she would probably fit in more like the, you know, professional artist mm-hmm. box because she's already got a lot of stuff.
Oh, right.
She already mm-hmm. can self-promote. So what Arts for Vets tries to do is give opportunity mm-hmm. to that group mm-hmm. so that they can – that's why we're coaching her on having a one-woman show. And believe me, she's so adept at all of it. You don't have to coach her much, you know. Just giving her a few ideas and – helping her set her course for her professional life as an artist and a businesswoman in the arts, which is a lot of learning to do. You can have a lot of talent, but you need a business, you know, acumen, and you also need the connections. That's like the biggest thing for artists is getting those bridges to this place and that. Grand Forks is exceptional for the art opportunities in a tiny little town in the middle of nowhere. So it's a good incubator for people to, you know, like she's going to be doing Artsy, which is a wonderful opportunity. And just hanging with other artists. That's kind of where Mandy fits in, is hanging with other artists, getting feedback, having, you know, ideas of her own that she gets support for. So, yeah, she's kind of more in that box with
us.
I'm
a big fan of ideas of my own. I'm pretty thin-skinned, so I only like constructive criticism, like, when I ask for it. Otherwise, I'm like, my...
As it should be, by the way.
My ideas are
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. So many big things going on for you, like Artsy, like you mentioned a little earlier, and then being the June featured artist at Arts for Vets, among other things. How do you take that, just kind of going in and just going forward? Is there, like, a lot of prep time where you're like, all right, what piece should I show for this, and how do you go into, like, these special exhibits?
Well, I have a crap load of paintings already.
She's really prolific.
Yeah,
she's really a producer.
Yeah, and I don't know, I'm a little cuckoo. I have all these crazy ideas. I do a lot of surrealism, but then I sit and I stare at my paintings a lot and think, okay, I try to think about the crowd too, like what they would probably want to buy, you know. Certain crowds are more abstract and some crowds are, you know. We'll see what Grand Forks wants to do with surrealism, mm-hmm. you know.
Which is a niche that is kind of percolating around here lately because people like Tony, we have one artist who did some really cool stuff and he moved to Minneapolis, we miss him terrible, but he did that and he sold art to like University of North Dakota and stuff, and you kind of remind me of him. He was prolific, but he didn't feel like he could anybody'd like his stuff, and people went crazy for it. So I think people are going to really enjoy Mandy's also. It's something different. She has. Can we show that?
Oh, yep. I know.
The red one in particular.
I was going to say, yeah, you brought in a couple of examples
here. So this
examples
is kind of
here.
Her, you know, Mandy kind of set you on sort of a different course.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Let me zoom out a little bit.
Where,
here.
Or you got Paul. Yep. Her work makes you think. It's like, that's unusual. Where am I going with this? What do I? So you get a whole different view of the world when you look at Mandy's work. And I personally really like her surrealism, and I like her female figures. They're powerful and interesting, and, you know, this one is really super cool. So, yeah, she's got that.
Is that from this year, or was that, like, one of your personal favorites there?
No, not necessarily. I have probably, like, 100 from this year alone, because I paint a lot, but... this one's part of an actual series, though. It's women with, like, blouses, but it's kind of supposed to be, like, the matching background. And it doesn't mean so much, but it's just that, like, showing beauty in women and fashion and showing their bodies and loving themselves. And mm-hmm.
I love those little touches of the gloss there.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh. Just, oh, man.
So what I love about this series in particular is that they're every woman because she doesn't have distinctive facial features. But so the background, women in our country in particular, you kind of feel like you get sucked into the background all the time. This is what it means to me when I look at it. I got very emotional with the series. I really love it. And this woman is just kind of bursting out of the background as herself. Each one of them is so completely different. You feel like you met a person by this, but a budding person, somebody moving beyond getting sucked into the background. And this is one of my favorite series of.
Well, and I like that you're talking about how it makes you feel. That's one thing I don't like is telling people about my thoughts, about my paintings, because I don't want you to feel how I feel. I want you to feel how you want to feel. I want you to think what you want to think. You know, so.
And Mandy, have you ran into that? We're just kind of talking to people at various exhibits where you got completely opposite reactions from people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. here, I'll let you take that.
Thank you.
Yeah, so some people were like, oh, tell me about this, you know, and I'm trying to think of some deep shit to tell them. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it really doesn't mean a whole lot, but yeah. And then some people think, oh, well, I see. Like, on this one abstract thing, they're like, I see a dog over here. I'm like, no, but whatever. You can think
you can
that.
Enjoy it. Yeah. So that's, you know, because art is truly subjective. I mean, you can see a giant price tag on something and hate it and see, you know, a free one at, you know, a garage sale and fall in love with it. Art really is subjective. It's supposed to bring your insides out. That's the function of it, right? Artists are supposed to be opening the gate. Getting the key in the lock and opening the gate. That's our job. But your job is to experience it, you know, and ask your own internal questions and see how it moves you. But more importantly, allow it to move you. So that's the thing. You have to be brave when you go see an art show and see if you can engage the work and come up with some personal experience. So that is my series that I'm kind of hooked on with. You'll see more of them at the show, but that's kind of my series right now that I'm hooked on with Mandy's
cool.
stuff.
Cool, you can buy one then.
Yeah, well, girl, I'm gonna.
Heck yeah.
Don't you worry about that.
And besides the actual artwork, you said prints will be available to purchase too?
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
all kinds of options. And when does that kick off officially? Is it June 1st or is it...
For the Arts for Vet show, for my one-woman show, is June 7th, 5 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm. June 7th.
That's the opening night. Yep. But it'll be up all month.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there'll be music, there'll be some drinks, get you drank on. And then I'm actually getting catering done by Grazing Queens. Alex Lunseth, she's really awesome. She has her spot downtown. She does fine food styling classes for charcuterie. Whatever. Yeah.
Charcuterie.
It's like Worcestershire sauce.
I would never be able to pronounce that, like, even on 10 attempts.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. It's also an art form, by the way, what she does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be actually using that opportunity to launch, like, a new menu and stuff, too. Mm-hmm. So super tasty. It's going to pair really good with beer and wine. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a beautiful evening. Art and food and libations. It can't get better than that.
Now, Artsy, what are the details for that?
When so, Artsy is May 17th, 5:30 to 8 p.m., and that is put on by the Greater Grand Forks Youth Professionals, which I'm very happy that they chose me because I'm like 40, so I'm not part of the youth professionals, whatever, but yeah, it's like being carded.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
It is a good thing. Yeah. And then it's a free event. I know if you go to the website, it asks for like tickets, whatever. I think that's more just get a head count, whatever. Mm-hmm. But free event, free apps, free drinks. There'll be like 12 artists. Each one has their own table, their own little setup. But yeah, check out everybody's, but come to mine too. Yeah.
Yep.
I'll have well, lots of cool
take it all in.
The
take
young
it all
professionals,
in.
You know, they're business people and they're trying to promote small businesses. And so they started doing this one to feature the small business artists many years ago. And it's a very nice event. It's really nice.
That is,
definitely check it out.
I'm going to make sure to get some details for that in the description for this episode here. I jotted it down here. So, yeah, so make sure to reference that to get June 7th. 5 to 7:30 is the opening reception at Arts for Vets Gallery going on all month. Then Artsy going on May 17th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. by the Greater Grand Forks Youth Professionals. All right. I see you brought one more artwork with you here.
Oh, yeah. So this will be at Artsy. If it doesn't sell, I'll have it at my one-woman show with a million others. This one is called Doll Eyes. I do a lot of portraits. This is one style of portrait I do that's more like palette knife, lots of colors. I love colors. And it just represents the beauty of emotion, even, you know, very stoic face. I like faces. So, but if you were to ever, like if you were to go to my art page, which by the way is The Surrealist by Smested, on Facebook. If you go on there, a lot of my commissions are the realistic looking ones, like photographs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I do a whole bunch of different styles. So
yeah, so you can go to Mandy, you can commission her, you can come with your own idea. She's really good at that too, and that's part of her business, you know.
I get a lot of commissions.
Yes, that's what she already, that's why I said when she comes to us, sometimes we have artists who've never been out in the world, you know, just prolific painters that haven't been seen. But Mandy's already been, you know, doing the business of taking commissions and getting people's ideas. And
that's got to be such a fulfilling, just seeing people, you know, I can only imagine that you probably get people thinking they have the most unique, bespoke requests, and then you deliver it, and just to get that sense of fulfillment just from like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. That's got to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I have a handful of repeat customers. I have one person that's bought 9 pieces from me, one person that's 7 pieces from me. There's one repeat customer in particular though. I just love her because she gives me her idea that she wants, but then my own freedom to do whatever. So that's awesome. And then even for people who want like a family picture, but they don't have all those people together, if you just give me a picture or send me a picture of just those faces, I can put them together and make like they're all together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a collage type of?
I can make them look like they're all, you know, together.
Or
in a scene.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Like
oh, I gotcha now. Yeah.
Picture,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
She's also good at that, of making the... Some artists need the actual photo, the picture you want, and they can reproduce it. And we have several artists who do that. But Mandy does have that ability to reconfigure things and in her own mind, put various people together in a scene. So, which is a unique. That's a unique quality to do.
That's so cool. So if you kind of want to get like a, say, family separated across the country, mm-hmm. and they just send photos and like, hey, can we have like a modern day family photo, even though we haven't really all been in the same location for many, many years? And yeah. and you just blow
a lot of people can Photoshop a relative in, you know, you could see the Photoshop, but having a painting, that emotional input from an artist doing it just is that extra, you know, place. People really love it.
Well, that's got to be a whole new level of personalization.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And then a lot of my commissions, too, for memorial pieces and stuff are actually pencil, whether it be regular pencil, graphite, or color pencil, which is a little more time-consuming. And then I'm a perfectionist, because if it is not perfect, they are not getting it. So it's time-consuming, but I do love it. And then I've also been asked for, like, this one picture I got before, they said, well, can you make him about 20 pounds heavier and smiling? It's like, dude, I've never met the guy before. Like, I'll see what I can do.
I'll see what I can do. Yep.
But she loved it.
Oh,
so. Yes. And those moments are really meaningful. That's why artists like doing those kind of commissions and stuff, because it really makes a connection with people. I did one years ago where I painted her parents, and it was super cute, 1950s. They were the mom and the dad were leaning up against the truck. The dad had the cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve. The whole he had the do, and she had cute little rolled up shorts and this little radio. So they told me that it was a black and white. They told me the colors, the original colors. I did it for her. She hung it on the wall. Then the brother wanted one, but he wanted a different color. So I redid the whole thing again with the shorts, the truck, the radio, everything different colors. And then I did a third one for a third member of the family. But it was, I felt really honored. Yeah. You know, they loved it, and it was a memory of somebody two people that, you know, they missed a lot. So it was kind of a fun project over 6 months, you know. So,
well, you put that much work into it, and just such a specific request, and just to make it all come together, that's just
finding a commission artist, that's not easy, because not everybody can, you know, a lot of artists just do what they do, they don't commission work, you know. So finding somebody who can work with you, we have a couple of them in the gallery also who can do that, but that's not everybody.
I don't want to say rare, but it's not that common.
That common. That's a special skill. You have to make a relationship with the client so that you can produce what they're looking for. So,
yeah. Mandy, if people want to reach out to you for commissions, what's the best way to do it?
I would say through Facebook, The Surrealist by Smestead, or you can email me at mrsmestad@yahoo.com. It looks like Mr. Smestead, but it stands for Madeline Ray Smestead. if someone wanted a commission, it usually takes me like a week to rock it out. So,
well, it sounds like you are super prolific, like Kimberly said. You said you're already well into the hundreds of artwork this year.
Oh yeah!
Wow!
Yeah, holy between moly! Commissions, my other stuff, there's some stuff that I won't sell because I'm hanging on to it for like the show and stuff, but otherwise some of my stuff, it just sells right away. So I'm very blessed. Yeah.
Well, congrats on all your success and best of luck to the upcoming exhibits here and being the featured artist for next month at Arts for Vets.
Thank you. And then also after the show, I'll show you on my phone some of my realistic stuff too. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I was going to say, Manny, you're saying after the show, or you said you had some more stuff at the end of the show to show, or?
Oh, just, I'll show you after
okay,
the show.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Yep. I know, we got some more stuff here in just a little bit with Kimberly.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it to her right now. So
this month during May, by the way, we wanted to make it Critter Town in the gallery so that, you know, it's in the theme of their show. And so, all my artists have been putting up animal art or animal-themed, you know, critters throughout the gallery. And on the evening of their show, if the work sells, they get a part of our sales. So if somebody saw something in there that they really like and wanted to buy a piece, we will give them, you know, a good bump off of what we're selling.
So May month is animal month.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Or critter month.
Critter month.
Yeah.
There's lots of us who paint critters, or like I'm got this guy laying around all the time. I get influenced by all the critters in my house, and so I'll incorporate them in my artwork. We have several artists. I don't know where they're at, but this is a sample of.
Oh yep. There we go. We got. You got several pieces of art here we're going to show, and then also some awesome photos of Iggy here.
Yes, awesome photos of Iggy. So this is one of mine. Works that I did a bunch of quick studies for, and I have them available. People seem to like them. I was doing a guy's pooch, and so these were the quick studies. He bought the original painting and the quick studies as well, but I have a few left over of the quick studies of his doggy. And so, but we also have other artists. You want to?
Oh, yep, here we go.
Oh, this is Rochelle. She's wonderful. She's got a studio in the gallery, and she's like paints all. She's inspired by all kinds of animals. So we'll have her work throughout the gallery, and she just really. People also bring.
That is a very groovy spider.
It's a very groovy spider. She really knows what she's doing with the animal kingdom, and that's one of mine. I do, like I said, more kooky, weird, influenced by all the animals around me. That one's called Animagination.
Animagination. Is it like several different
kinds of animals? Actually, in the big painting, which we'll have there, I sell the prints. And so it's way up in the corner. There's a little poem that goes with it. So you get the poem when you buy the print.
Oh, nice.
And this is also Rochelle, which is awesome. And that just shows you how adept she is at painting all kinds of animals. That's another one of my weirdo paintings. You can buy the prints. People buy the originals, but because they're weird and detailed, and the more you look at them, the more critters are layered in into the next one. So,
big old collage. Yeah. I love it.
So that painting's available for sale.
Good old lots of butterfly plants. I know.
I put Rob up, but you know Rob. You've mm-hmm. interviewed him before.
Yes.
But he got challenges from all of his relatives to paint animals, and he was like resistive at first, but he had a nephew, I believe it was, that kept pestering him. And so he's been, this is not done, but he painted the owl for his wife, and then he's painted other animals. So we call it Rob Zoo, and we have several pieces of his that will be available for sale. That's another one of mine. It's an example of the layers of different critters. And so if you like horses, you'll find a horse in there, and if you like squirrels, you'll find a squirrel in there. And here's another one of Rob's. So he gets his ideas about which animals to paint from his relatives. That's how he's painting them. And there's Mandy with her beautiful painting, Rainbow Woman. And that's the one she won. On this end
Mega congrats.
Becca Kruger. And then she's with Women's Fund. And then Mandy. And then Lisa Martinez. She's the one who came up with the whole women's show idea. And she's with the ERA, and then myself, and that's us celebrating Mandy. And then here's more Rob's. Like I said, he's got the challenge going on to make all the critters.
Oh, I'm loving these animals.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Polar bears, elephants, you
this
name it.
This is one of mine. So I like making things multi-layered, multi-dimensional. So this was my actual fish. I shot her. Well, my Hanai brother came and saw it. He goes, is that my kimono? And I go, yeah, I actually hung it in the tank. I had to confess that this year because he recognized it when he came to my gallery. But anyway, so I shot her, and then I printed out the photograph, and then I hand-painted her. And the pearls were not there before, of course. I hand-painted that. And so I paint on all kinds of materials, and then I reshoot it and do... I do prints, so.
Oh, gosh, that is so cool.
There she is again. Yay. There's Iggy.
Oh.
So the last shots are why you, I just want to promote why you should adopt a rescue, because they save you. This is our Iggy buddy. He's our Huggy Moo. He's got all kinds of names. He's the best babysitter in the world.
I know.
Our grandson, he gets his bottle. He's very organized. Gets his blanket. gets his huggy, and then he goes around and he goes, ee, and then he drags Iggy. That was Iggy's baby picture.
So when you say therapy cat, it's not just a saying.
It is not just a saying, yep. Ah!
Oh.
There's our...
Out.
22 pounds of hubba bubba.
Pull it, big booty.
He is a big boo-boo. Yep. And that's the dog that picked him out of the basket. That was her... This is her cat. That's Pippa. Babysitting again.
Oh, adorable.
So, yes, and that's him and his brother, but his brother's the naughty one, so he could not come to this session. No, no, no. Popoki is the naughty one. So I just want to really just highly, highly recommend show up for the critters. They just enhance your life beyond. And with all the stress in the world, they're comedians, they're somebody to hug, and they love you absolutely unconditionally.
It's so. Like fountains there. Oh, yeah. Whoops, and there we go. There's a big event. I think I got that under the flyer button, too. Maybe there we go. Boom.
Awesome.
This Thursday, May 9th, 4 to 8 p.m., Paint and Sip at the Arts for Vets Gallery. Gosh, so many cool things going on. Kimberly, I know other great happenings going on since we last chatted
We do still have our free classes. So Tuesday nights we have, with Bill, we have our stained glass, and then I do the projects, and Brenda's there teaching acrylics and pour painting. And on Saturdays we have open salon. This last week we had Randy teaching flame painting art, which is actual flame on copper, which is very cool. He's a wonderful teacher, too, and all kinds of things. This weekend we have free cooking class starting at noon. So just go to our website, Arts for Vets, and you will find it. We always have cool free activities. On Thursday nights, you can meet our studio artists because they're all there hanging out. You can see them in their studios. And we have all kinds of classes and workshops all the time. So it's pretty awesome. Awesome group.
You guys have so many things going on at Arts for Vets Gallery, and your social media, your Facebook page is a great way to keep up with.
Keep up, you'll see all the happenings. So. And of course, if you have any questions, you can call us on that number, 701-330-3072, or email questions to artsforvets@gmail.com.
So many great things going on. Again, you're located at 215 North 3rd Street, kind of the heart of downtown, right next to the Hub Pub, across from the Chamber of Commerce, and you still got the Columbia Hall exhibit going on.
Yes, that was a total blessing from the University of North Dakota. Thank you to President Armacost and Sarah over at the Arts Collections. They made sure that we have a place. We actually have a gallery on campus at Columbia Hall. So that's totally blessed. Everybody feels really honored to be there.
And I know I like to mention this as a nice reminder that you guys are always accepting art supply donations and volunteers for help, correct?
Yes, and I will tell you, our numbers have blasted through the ceiling.
Oh, awesome.
So we started with 8 people in 2015, and last year we served over 1,400 individuals in our classes and workshops and shows.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes, crowd clap, yes.
Yes, and we had over 12,000 audience members on top of that, so... come and volunteer. It's a great way to hang out. We hear this all the time. People feel like family, but they also go, oh, I was so stressed before I walked in here, and now I feel just awesome, like I got filled up. So our volunteers love it. We love them. I highly recommend it, and highly recommend just come and hang out and do some art.
All right.
It's good medicine.
Heather, Mandy, Kimberly, is there anything I missed that we didn't get a chance to touch on that you wanted to make sure? I think if I remember, some of you wanted to get some shout-outs here.
Mandy,
we wrapped up.
Some shout-outs.
Yeah,
Mandy?
I have some shout-outs. So I want to give props to my sponsors for my one-woman show, the ERA, Equal Rights Association, who I'm doing the limited edition poster with, Arts for Vets, obviously, with Kimmy Coco Puff over there. And then Grazing Queens, Alex Lunseth. She is awesome. She does catering, fine food styling. She's fun to work with. She does classes for the charcuterie. Did I say
yes,
it
right? Yes, you did.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
And she is located at 110 North 3rd Street, Grand Forks. That's downtown. Phone number 701-330-5239. And her stuff is beautiful and tasty. And then, yes, my one-woman show, June 7th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at Arts for Vets. It's called Catharsis. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's a process of releasing strong or repressed emotions, which provides relief. I know, some deep shit right there.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, we all need it. We all need it.
Yeah. We all need it.
And that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. Kimberly, Heather, any final shout-outs at all?
No, we just hope to see everybody this Thursday. And if you don't want to pay to paint and sip, then just come in and see. Maybe you'll find your four-legged forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, adopting, it's a wonderful cause you guys are doing over there at the Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue Shelter. And again, you can find details for everyone here, Facebook pages, websites, phone numbers in the description for this episode in case you get a chance to jot it down. So I... Kimberly, you know what's coming up here next here. My final question for the table. Yes, I kind of keep this a tradition here. So for everyone here at the table, what's the last noteworthy piece of art that you have seen that has made an impression on you? Could be anything. Doesn't have to be art. Could be just something you've seen out and about while just cruising the streets. Or an actual piece of art. Anything. I'll leave it open for the table for whoever wants to jump in first. Anyone? Putting you on the spot, some piece of art that comes to mind, or something that caught your eye at the Arts for Vets gallery, perhaps. So, anyone?
That's a hard question. I mean, a lot of stuff, you know, makes
doesn't have
you
to be like the best, but just something that comes to maybe like the
first
thing that comes
that
to, mind,
to your mind
from like the last week or month or so.
I think there's been a couple pieces at the gallery that, you know, sometimes if I see something really cool, I'm like, God, why didn't I think of that?
Gosh, yeah.
Which is why people like going to the gallery, because you get inspired. Other artists, other creative people, anybody. We've even had people who never painted before got inspired, and then they come and paint with us. So, or do whatever our activities are, because we have a lot of them.
And then at the big events you have coming up here, too, just all the networking possibilities,
exactly.
Too. And just talk and shop with your peers. That's got to be another big brewing ground for inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because artists, you know, basically you paint in isolation or you create in isolation. That's hard. And then so you got one world going on there, and then you need that bridge out into the world. And so hanging out with other artists or these kind of opportunities give you that bridge to meet with everybody else with your work. So I have to say the thing that's sticking in my mind still is Mandy's painting, because I love her the wallpaper series, those emerging series. And then Randy's flame painting, because that's really awesome. And he's teaching this weekend again. He creates images on copper with just a flame. That's it. That's all he's using is heating the copper at different temperatures gives you different colors.
Flame art.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, the one wallpaper blouse one that I did with the red hair, it's because I thought of you. Yeah, I did.
Hey.
See, she gets inspired. We all get inspired by the things we see.
Yep.
So.
It's like one big circle of art life, kind of. Heather, anything that jumps out to you for a random piece of art that made an impression on you?
Well, we were in Minneapolis this weekend, and they had... the hotel to get down to our car, somebody had spray painted images of Minneapolis on the wall, so it wasn't just a white wall as you walked to get your car.
Oh,
so it was really interesting. It was
so
good.
Was it like graffiti art? Neat.
Yes.
Oh, very
yes.
cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right
street
on the car.
Art, right
oh.
on the street.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Gosh. Now I'm having flashbacks now to, I guess, speaking of Twin Cities art, it was probably like maybe right before the pandemic, like a year or two, and like someone was telling me, like, oh, you're here in town for this week, you got to check out the, I'm probably getting the name of it wrong, the Arch Bridge. There's a big yearly, I guess, art fair there, or God, I want to say it's the Arc Bridge or the Stone Arc, something like that. Mm. And they did a big art fair there, and I checked. I think it's still a thing, but I don't know. Does that ring a bell at all? Have you heard about that in your circles?
I don't
big,
get out much, so.
I imagine there must be countless art fairs going on in the Twin Cities.
Oh,
it's
the cities
such,
are hopping.
Yeah.
I used to live there. There was always something amazing happening, yeah. So, they, speaking of our art hub, go to the cities every once in a while. Holy cat. Good stuff.
Well, you heard all the contact info, and it's all in the description here. So, yeah, so many good things going on. One more time, the big event going on at the Arts for Vets Gallery this Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m., the Paint and Sip event. And you can find the ticket ordering info in the show notes for today's episode, too. So many things going on at the Arts for Vets Gallery. So, Heather, Kimberly, Mandy, thank you guys so much for coming in today. This has been wonderful.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, crowd applause. Yes. Awesome. All right. With that, we will wrap up this episode of Arts for Vets North Dakota Local Artist Spotlight. Visit the Arts for Vets Gallery in Grand Forks at 215 North 3rd Street, or visit their exhibit in the UND Columbia Hall at 501 North Columbia Road. And again, find all the contact details in this episode's description or the Arts for Vets Facebook page. Catch up on all the past Local Artist Spotlight episodes by searching Arts for Vets Podcast on your favorite podcast or social media apps. Thank you again for joining us today. We'll be back in a month. Until then, take care and have a great rest of your week.